Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Congratulations to my boss, John, for winning the Faces Magazine Award for Best Multimedia Specialist. I won again for Podcaster of the Year. Yay! But the weather is what I am here for. Today is going to be a sunny one. A high of only 5 degrees. At night, partly cloudy with a low of minus 2. Tuesday morning is sunny as well, with temperatures creeping towards the double digits. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
We're back after our first week. Yeah, after our first week last week, we're coming back, doing it again, starting the show off. I guess we'll be talking about the Academy Awards, Faces Magazine Awards. Yeah. We'll be talking about some very interesting news coming out of Ottawa for accidents over the weekend.
What a weird weekend it was in that regard. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, I've had some McDonald's trouble, so we'll definitely get into that too.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't wait to dive into that. By the way, Zoe is very proud. She is on the Quebec side. She's what do we call it? Handsome House? Yeah, you're at Handsome House.
Yeah.
So at Zoe's place, there's a lot of things on the wall. It's a busy, busy little place.
Yes, at my Ontario side residence.
Yeah. Mr. Handsome is a minimalist, as you have described.
Just a little.
So the room you're in typically has no sound treatment, which, of course, drives me crazy as the guy who, you know, engineers the show.
I hear it a lot from you.
Yeah, you get it, but I don't think it's as bad as I actually hear it. But he's gone and done something pretty cute. What's he done?
Well, he set up the dog gate for the staircase with a blanket over it behind me to kind of reduce some noise, as well as he threw the duvet cover onto the ground next to me to try to block off some of the noise.
I love that it's behind you. Like, do we have a fart issue that we should know about? Is that what's going on here?
I mean, we did have McDonald's last night, so that could be the issue.
All right, fair enough. I'm sorry I asked the question. No. Baby steps. That's good. It's interesting that you brought up studio decor, because I was really hoping today I would have a new studio backdrop. If you're looking at the video highlights, you see that I've got like one of those room divider screens up. I got a bookcase kind of sideways. There's a microphone dangling there. You can hear some or see some actual acoustic tile behind me. I actually went to Giant Tiger yesterday.
Oh.
I got some curtains so I could have a nice, clean, neutral backdrop.
Oh, very nice.
You're going to be very, very excited. I've even got a lighting effect I want to do. You know what I could not find yesterday? I could not find an extension rod long enough for this room. So I'm waiting on Amazon, who will probably arrive as we're recording this show.
Yeah, fair, which is surprising, because I find GT Boutique has everything
they do, typically,
you ever need. Yeah, but...
Oh, I also should bring up. So, I mean, gosh... 10 years ago, when Sue was working at Sears and I was working at the radio station, my day would end typically around 2 o'clock. So I would leave work and I would go and do the groceries every single day, you know, get food, etc. So I was intimately aware of the cost of all the things. Zoe, I haven't done grocery shopping easily 6-7 years. I was at Giant Tiger buying this new backdrop yesterday, happened to wander through the food aisle. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, even a GT boutique, it's still getting tough. Yeah.
How are people surviving?
I ask myself that every time I leave the cashier.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, it was absolute sticker shock to me, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's been like that for a couple of years now, I think.
I guess I'm spoiled, because Sue just, you know, she knows better than to tell me what we actually paid for that potato that I had last night. Ooh. Anyway, this is Yow, your Ottawa webcast, talking about all things Ottawa as often as we can. You have replied to a couple of surveys today, so we're going to get into that in just a little bit. We are online at yowshow.ca. Zoe, are you okay? Has your breathing resumed? Has your heart rate resumed? I know the impact of seeing, well, more of John Cena than I think anybody ever thought they would see of John Cena last night at the Oscars was a lot. Like, I can't get Sue to put her phone down. She's just, ooh, look at that.
Oh, yes. I kept rewinding and clicking play, just like I'm sure a lot of other women were, too.
Well, and, you know, listen, I took a look. I mean, that's a good-looking guy, man. How do I do that? Oh, my God.
And I was just trying to think, like, who else would, like, and I was like, maybe Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be someone else that, you know, everyone would get all excited for. But.
There'd be a few. Not Danny DeVito, no.
Well,
he was there last night.
I feel like we've seen him naked a few times in everyone's lives.
With a segment like that, so if you didn't see the Oscars last night, the whole reason John Cena was naked in the first place, so Jimmy Kimmel reminded the audience that it was 50 years ago at the Oscars that a naked man ran across the stage. And so they kind of had a little fun with that, and he was trying to introduce the naked guy this time, and then John Cena played, you know, oh, I'm too shy to come out, but then finally did with nothing but the envelope in front of him.
But what was funny about that was it was for, you know, best costume design. And it's like, well, there's no better costume than the birthday suit.
He played it really, really well. I you know what? I haven't watched the Oscars in a long, long time. Now that we're back doing more pop culture stuff, and of course, some of the other radio shows that I do require me to be a lot more aware of that than I've had to be. I really enjoyed last night. I really, really did.
It actually seemed like, I mean, one of the better ones this year or in the last few years, like for all of the award shows, not just the Oscars. Like, it just seemed really well put together. There was a lot of good jokes. Like, it kept people engaged the whole time. So, yeah.
You know what else I really enjoyed was a lot of the categories, they, you know, like Best Actor, for example. So there were five nominees, and then they had five other actors come out, and each would pay homage to one of the nominees. Hey, nominee, you really did exceptional work in this movie. I thought that was really, really nice to see that interaction between them. The room, much more intimate. Like, it's not in a huge, huge auditorium. It's more like a dinner theater type thing. I thought that really lent itself very, very nicely to that. And then, you know, no sooner do I post John Cena stole the show than Ryan Gosling gets up.
Oh, I know.
To perform, what is it? I'm Just Ken, whatever the name of the song is. I'm Ken.
Yes, I'm Just Ken.
I'm Just Ken, right. Which
given us all the Kenergy that we ever wanted from the Oscars.
It was really well done. And then all of a sudden, there's Slash playing guitar.
I know. Yeah, that of course he got, like, the whole audience was clapping when he came out to do his riffs on the guitar there. It was a really well done. It was giving me like Marilyn Monroe, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend vibe with like the pink and just everything sparkly. So
just to note, Slash was not in pink. Okay.
No. But there was also other people not in pink.
But he was front and center. And my eyes went right to that Slash. Oh, my God. I totally missed that Wolfgang Van Halen was also on stage playing bass. And Mark Ronson as well. I didn't see them until I backed
Mark Ronson. Yes. Yeah. Mark Ronson's fantastic.
And the third and final highlight, Emma Stone winning Best Actress.
She looked gorgeous.
She did. Yeah. She always does. But then the whole broken dress thing that she, you know, as she's running to the stage, and she had that genuine look, like she was absolutely gobsmacked that she won the award.
Yes.
And she's making her way to the stage. And then as she's going, she's like pointing to the back of her dress, and you can see her mouthing the words, "My dress is broken." She got up. She acknowledges the dress is broken, tries to have a couple of the presenters sort of hold it together for her. And then it absolutely, like, she slayed. She says, "My dress ripped while I was partying to I'm Just Ken."
At least she was honest, because she seemed to be rocking out during that performance. But it gives me I like when they address it. It's very similar to when Jennifer Lawrence tripped walking up on stage because of her big
poofy
dress.
She'll never let that down.
But like, I just love, she made fun of it. She was like, I just got too excited and just ran up here, because it is an exciting moment for them, and especially for Emma Stone. She's done some fantastic work over the years, so it's well deserved. I haven't had a chance to see Poor Things yet, but it is on our list because it just came out on Disney Plus. So
see, and I've seen none of the movies that were nominated at all. None. I haven't seen Barbie. Haven't seen Oppenheimer. I know.
What?
I know. I know.
What?
I know.
What?
I saw the Oscars. That's a start. And kudos to our friends at the Mayfair Theater as well, good friends of ours, who every single year, including last night, invited people into their movie theater to watch the Oscars. I think
so
that's
cool.
The coolest thing.
Yeah, if anything, I hope some people dressed up as if they were going to the Oscars just to make a whole night out of it, because that would have been really fun too.
Well, next year I'm going as John Cena, so look forward to that.
Okay, well, I'm just not going to go.
Zoe presented something to me last night via messenger that I can't make any sense of. You can't make any sense of. We're trying to draw some conclusions to this. Explain.
And I'm still in a rage about it, honestly.
I know you are. So walk us through. What's going on here?
Well, okay, first off, you don't up a girl's McDonald's without telling her, right? So yesterday I sent you a photo. So Mr. Handsome's parents live on the Ontario side. He lives on the Gatineau side. And we received McDonald's coupons from both sides. So yeah. I sent you the photo and it has the Ontario ones on the left and the Quebec ones on the right. And as you can see, there is like a 41 cent difference between the two coupons. So the trio, just, you know, your classic two can dine, whatever, is $17.98 on the Ontario side. But on the Quebec side, it's $17.58.
I looked at it backwards then. So I thought they were charging more on the Quebec side. So we're being dinged more on the Ontario side.
Yes. And okay. I'm so mad. I don't understand. I texted you saying, like, I don't understand why this would be different.
So I did a little Google search and I found an article from late 2023. It was done in Alberta. And I guess... And they tried contacting McDonald's corporate and they didn't get answers. They tried calling some of the restaurants, didn't get answers. But near as they can figure. So the explanation was most restaurants are franchises, right? They McDonald's still owns the name, but it's the franchisee that has the right to use the name. They have to order McDonald's products, but they have some liberty as to what they charge for the items on their menus. So I guess they went to like 11 different McDonald's throughout Calgary. And there was like at least a 15, 20 cent difference between the cost of 6-piece McNuggets from one location to the next. They're all within a reasonable, but they're not the same, which is like when you think of McDonald's, like, wait a minute, what? So
yeah, it's surprising.
Near as I can figure, then that must be what's going on. So it would be, what's the average price then that the franchisees on the Ontario side would have for their meal? And what would be the average price that the franchisees on the Quebec side would have for theirs? That's the only conclusion I can come up with that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, like, of course, we were thinking, like, taxes, Ontario, Quebec, different taxes. That doesn't seem to be the answer.
The fine print says plus taxes, so.
Mr. Handsome was super thrown off with, like, your answer, and he's like, it's obviously backed by research, but, like, this is super weird that they'd be allowed to do that, and it's not a standard set price. And I said, it's probably a standard set minimum price. Like, you can't be undercutting the McDonald's down the street by dropping your 6-piece McNugget, whatever, down under the minimum price that McDonald's says you have to sell it for. So,
maybe it costs more to print the Ontario coupon than the Quebec coupon. I don't know.
It could be. I don't know if it has something to do with operating costs or realty tax on the locations. Like, maybe one's paying more, one's paying less because it's bigger or smaller. But I'm seeing a scandal coming McDonald's way if they don't correct this soon.
What is it? 42 cent difference? Scandal. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it'll be Donald Gate, and there's like a whole bunch of other Donald Gate. Matt Gate.
if you're listening to the podcast and if you can help us
please
figure this out, by all means, you can get in touch with the show. Go to yowshow.ca or text us at 613-604-6464. And while we're on the topic of food, thank you, listeners, for your response to Friday's show. We asked you to name the best shawarma place in Ottawa. And boy, did you respond. We got almost 100 people participating in this. Are you ready for the top 5 shawarma places, Ottawa, Gatineau, and region?
Okay, wait. Let me get a pen. I need to write these down.
I will email you a copy.
Oh, Zoe. Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Everybody else get a pen, but Zoe, I will email you a copy. All right. Number 5, Shawarma Palace on Rideau. That got a lot of votes.
Oh, yes. That one's a classic for sure.
Never been.
What?
I've never been.
We need to go partying super late and then go get shawarma after.
Oh, is that the new late night thing after you've been to a club? See, back in my day, That used to be the Burger King, the Burger King at the corner of George and Dalhousie, which now
I mean,
is
I'm no spring chicken. I don't think it's like a new thing, but that's just my thing that we would go to anyways.
Well, new since my days in the Byward. Yeah, new since my days in the Byward Market. Guavas in Barrhaven got a ton of love.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that place out. My stepsister lives super close to there, so.
There you go. Shawarma Palace is back, but this time the Britannia location.
Yeah, that's, I wonder if it's owned by the same people, because obviously they're not getting sued by the other Shawarma Palace.
I think there are four Shawarma Palaces, I think. Mm. So,
but yeah, that one was clearly doing so well. They moved from their old location directly across the street to a new location.
Bigger.
And it looks very fancy. Yeah. Good for them.
Number two, best shawarma in the city, according to people who live in the city. And well, by city, we mean the region. Mr. Shawarma Baseline at Green Bank is number two.
Okay. I have been to that one. Yep. That's really close to my mom's.
And we promised that we would visit whatever restaurant got the most votes.
Yep.
So thanks a lot, because have you seen the price of gas? We're road tripping to Kempville, Zoe. Which is fine. I don't mind going to Kempville one little bit.
I'm happy to go to Kempville, but what? I did not know that the shawarma place out there would become number one. That's crazy.
JJ's in Kempville is the number one best shawarma in the region, and it better be worth the road trip, or else we're going to find everybody who voted for JJ's, and you will be forevermore in our naughty corner.
It's a timeout for you.
Yes, it is. And no dessert.
This is Josh from the Mayfair Theater. We're located at 1074 Bank Street near Sunnyside. The following are the films in our schedule from Friday, March 8th through Thursday, March 14th. A packed program this week with the Ottawa premiere of 500 Days in the Wild, Perfect Days, Oscar nominee for Best International Feature. Our John Carpenter Film Fest continues with the 4K restoration of Escape from New York, the reprise presentation of One from the Heart, the little scene 1981 Francis Ford Coppola classic, the 170th screening of The Room, Saturday Night Cinema, our Free for Members, Members Only Secret Late Late Movie presentation, March break screenings of The Boy and the Heron and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, both Oscar nominees for Best Animated Feature, and our live stream presentation of the Academy Awards. For more information on these and other upcoming films, we can be found online at mayfairtheatre.ca, and you can listen to the weekly Mayfair Theatre podcast available from your favorite podcast app.
So, of course, on the Yao Show, we talk about everything Yao, and we've had some really weird accidents happen over the weekend, and we were just talking last week about things people would change about drivers,
right.
But why don't you take it away with what maybe we should be watching out for on the roads?
Funny, I didn't even draw the parallel between our conversations last week about if you could change one thing about Ottawa drivers, but yeah, just a weird weekend, some really unfortunate collisions, but the kinds of collisions that just, like, they stand out for one reason or another, and these are not fun. But Friday afternoon, we had a three-vehicle collision which involved a street sweeper on Highway 174 and Trim Road.
Oh,
and they had to, like, extricate the driver from the street sweeper, so, I mean, that must have been one hell of a collision.
Yeah, and I mean, usually they're kind of, like, kept to the side, so I guess just someone was maybe not paying attention to how slow they were, like, the sweeper was going.
Plus, you got a lot of construction zones through there with the LRT, et cetera. Who knows?
But just, yeah.
Not often you hear of a street sweeper being involved in an accident. Then Saturday, we were in Stittsville for my niece's 21st birthday. And as we were coming home, so we were eastbound on the Queensway, the westbound lane, it was just police cars everywhere. No traffic. It was closed. I thought they had guns out. At the end of the day, it turns out those were probably flashlights. But they had two or three cars pulled over, flares all over the road. And then we got on the Bronson off-ramp, and we're just getting onto Bronson as you turn southbound. There's the Drummond's gas station there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another police car, lights, sirens, wailing, cutting traffic off. And you could just see it, like, just completely backing up. You could hear the horns honking on the Queensway. I suspect.
I heard, there was something going on like Somerset and Bank, but
nothing
I think that was
that.
On Sunday.
Yeah, nothing to do with that. This was somehow somebody was walking on the 417. And it,
oh, geez.
They said that there's not going to be any more comments, which kind of leads me to believe that it's someone with a mental health issue.
I just hope everyone's okay.
Yeah, 29-year-old woman deceased on the 417. That's what that was. That's what was holding you up on the Queensway on Saturday. And then last night, after that little bit of snow we got, the roads ended up quite slick, and an OC Transpo around 7:30 last night flipped over on its side into the ditch on Leitrim and Bowesville Road.
Oh, gosh, I hope there wasn't any passengers.
There were 10. They got out fine. They got out fine. The driver, unfortunately, was trapped in there until emergency crews arrived and were able to, I don't know, bust a window or something and get him out. But
well, I guess he was the only one with a seatbelt, so it must have got jammed.
It's funny. Well, not funny, but, you know, I was sort of thinking, like, is that what happened to this poor driver? Like, were they suspended by the seatbelt? And is that a good thing? Probably a good thing. Because we haven't heard any reports of anybody, you know,
not
being okay.
I would assume so, yeah.
Anyway, craziness in the capital on the weekend with driving. It should be a much better week driving-wise. The weather is looking mostly favorable. Finn, of course, our award-winning weather reporter extraordinaire from Faces Magazine, will keep us abreast of weather throughout the week, despite the fact that it's March break. Finn is getting time and a half, which is...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a rack and a half of ribs.
A hard worker and cute as a button.
There you go.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Our communities online and offline are great resources. They're rich with diverse experiences, backgrounds, and skills. By leveraging this collective wisdom, you can gain insights and learn life hacks that might not be accessible through your personal experiences alone. This can lead to personal development and a deeper understanding of different perspectives. Workshops, community forums, and group discussions are excellent ways to tap into this shared knowledge. So leverage the community wisdom available to you so that you can be empowered. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
And you get to graduate, kind of. And you get to graduate, maybe. And you, we'll just let you come for the sake of coming because everyone's invited now, apparently.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth. We are absolutely, if you've ever questioned it, and I don't know why you would, but we're, in nobody fails territory like never before. Everybody gets a trophy. We don't keep scores in sports anymore because people can get, you know, butt hurt. And yes, I'm being a little aggressive in my language. Come at me. Don't
just
care.
Just a smidge.
Whatever. Butt hurt. If that upsets you.
Then you butt hurt.
let's sit down over a couple of beverages and I'll tell you how I really feel. So the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, in case you missed this, is proposing to replace graduation ceremonies in high schools with commencement ceremonies. Now, what's the difference? Well, the latter is more inclusive. So if you didn't pass, you still get to go to some event at the end of the year and be with your friends and celebrate whatever's next for you and for them, etc. So we asked, of course, on our Facebook page, people's thoughts on this. Zoe, what's your thoughts?
I personally, just from my experience, it pushed me to make sure that I would be able to go to graduation and prom.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, like I wanted to walk across the stage and do that all with my friends in my grade. I understand like there's circumstances for everyone and you know, maybe they did give it their all and it still didn't end up working out for them. But
life,
I do
life
think
just doesn't
it does,
work, you know, in a everybody passes kind of way. If you're not able to keep up with the others, you will get fired. You will lose your job. I had no interest in prom or any of that stuff. I just wanted to get out of high school and move on to radio college. That's all I cared about. But we asked the question on Facebook, should a student who fails high school be able to attend a year-end ceremony? Call it grad, call it commencement, whatever you want. Trevor says, nope. Jen says, we had it that you could attend and just get a blank roll of papers so you'd be with your friends. This was 1992. That shocks me.
Yeah, that's very progressive for 1992.
Jennifer says, nope. Cheryl says, nope. Mark Gay says, just real quick, nope. Lori says, nope. Worked in education for 25 years. I hate this idea. You need to earn your graduation ceremony. Daniel's so angry, he has actually taken action. He has emailed the board.
Oh, my goodness.
Feedback. Yep, he does not like this. Tamara says no. Joel says no. Sonia says no. Lorraine says no. I'm sensing a trend. Cheryl says, they're still in that everyone gets a participation trophy train of thought. The ceremony is to celebrate those who have graduated. If you fail, you do not graduate. So, dot, 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 dot. Ellen is a no. Bram is a no. Johnny says he is on the fence. He wants to know, why did the student fail? Is there a home life problem? Teacher fail? System fail? Special education needs not met? Certain needs not identified, etc.? I'd be willing to consider that, John.
I understand that there are like circumstances and situations where it could be talked about, but I think that's on a case-by-case basis.
Exactly.
I do think it does possibly take away from people who, not saying that these people didn't work really hard, but like, you know, the ones who got the grades and graduated. And personally, I have a learning disability and I was still able to graduate on time. So I understand that it's a case by case, but that needs to be not a blanket thing for everyone. You know, like everyone gets to graduate, commencement,
Zoe,
whatever.
In your real estate job, if you don't meet or exceed the goals that are set out for you every single year that you have a review, what happens to you?
I'm assuming there would be a probationary period or firing in my future.
See, that's how life works. And that's my point here. I mean, we, you know, this isn't the point of school to teach and prepare you for how life works?
Yes.
Allie says, I graduated and just barely FFS. My siblings did not. They dropped out. Did they get called back to do the walk on stage despite being dropouts? Nope, they didn't. Fair must remain fair. Absolutely not, says Janet. I think we are all pretty much on the same page, save for one or two, but it's a no. I would write to my school board if it really, really, really affects you. I don't have kids. I don't really have a horse in the race, but it's a no.
Neither
for me.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you even going to mention it, Zoe, or do I have to go fishing for the compliment here on the show?
Oh, yes. Congratulations on your win at the Faces Magazine Awards for the umpteenth time.
Thanks for bringing that up out of nowhere.
I really want to shout out Finn, our adorable weatherman, for winning. Congratulations, Finn.
Just shove me aside. It's all about
everyone get
Finn
out of the way. It's Finn's turn now.
How fun is that? Second year in a row for, and by the way, he celebrated his birthday on Friday, Saturday as well. So Friday, he went to the Faces Gala.
Aww.
Where he won Podcast of the Year for a second year in a row. And then Saturday was his big birthday bash where he was given like a flight simulator and he had friends over for his birthday party.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So,
Finn, where was my invite, buddy?
And then, of course, he's got this week, well, except for doing the forecast for us, he's got this week off. It's March break. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, the radio station itself did not win. That's fine. Congratulations, Move 100. They were voted Ottawa's favorite radio station. I suspect a lot of those votes came in before they got rid of Stu and Angie and Janelle.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some people kicking themselves thinking, why did I vote for them now that they know, obviously.
What I found interesting, by the way, yours truly won Multimedia Person of the Year, second year in a row I've won that. So, which is, you know, still, like, I never would have imagined that. I would never have considered myself a multimedia person until I was nominated for the awards, and I sort of went, like, I had to look at it, I go, I guess I kind of do, right? Because I do video, I do audio, I do radio, I do podcast, I do photography, so.
Socials.
True.
Yeah.
True, and writing a book.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I am deserving, please.
Of course you are. You
laud me with love. Smother me with love. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, Finn was fantastic
Finn,
all of our shows.
I had to bring that guy up again. You know what I would love to do? I would love to celebrate everybody who did get a win at Faces. The weird thing about Faces, they have the gala on Friday. Mm-hmm. And by the way, listener, I did invite them onto the show last week. I don't know if I told you that, Zoe.
No, you didn't.
In the lead up to the gala, I never got a reply on that. Even though they had emailed us asking if we were going to go to the gala, and I said I wasn't available, but I invited them on. No reply. Anyway, they would have the list of winners, of course, so Marianne and the gang doing the emceeing could announce who the winners are.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing published Friday night. There was nothing published all day Saturday. There was nothing published all day Sunday. By noon on Monday, there was still nothing published. I was able to find something on their website that didn't take me to 2022's list.
That's fair.
And apparently, according to the Facebook page, they should have the complete list of winners up by 5. So hopefully tomorrow we can weed through some of that list. Did you win at Faces? Here's the deal. Did you win at Faces? You, your company, etc.? Get in touch. Let's talk about you and what makes you so great. Let's celebrate you here on Yow! Your Ottawa webcast. The website is yowshow.ca.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.